Can you tell us a little bit about your case and what makes it special?
Sabesp is the water company at São Paulo State, the biggest in South America. It's a governmental owner company, and because that has a lot of difficulties to improve the visual branding. So sound was a very important tool for them to get a more updated communication feel. We were very consistent in studying the brand, defining the brand personality and archetype, testing it with more than 1,200 people, and transforming all of that input in sound.
Tell me about your background and how you got involved in audio branding.
I'm Brazilian and also Italian citizen, and lived 10 years in Europe and 5 years in New York City. I'm a musician, producer, with a degree in lyrical singing, but was my autodidactic spirit and the experience that gave me the curiosity to get in a new musical form of communication, of art, which is sound branding. I also compose and had good masters for arranging and musical production. But in New York City, everything started. I was tired of making music on demand for TV Globo in Brazil and began studying branding. And immediately I understood that sound in communication was suffering. So I developed a sound branding methodology and came back to Brazil to open Zenasound and started convincing clients that sound was fundamental for them.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company and your position in particular?
We are definitely a sound agency, and clients perceive that. We study, we make research, we create the musical team, sound logo, brand voice, but also customized music radio for sales point, musical events, soundscape, and sound communication actions, everything. I'm Zenasound's creative planning director, yes, and the company has my name, and it's a lot of responsibility for sure. I think one important element that makes Zenasound really works is the fact that the same person that starts planning, studying, constructing the project is also the same person that starts the creative stage. So everything gets together with no intermediation, with no interruption.
Thoughts on audio branding in general?
Our marketing is growing and we have to be patient and consistent. I'm not a real patient person, but in these last 6 years I'm in the process of learning patience. People are very tired of blah blah blah. We as a consumers, we want good products that really delivers, that has a good storytelling to seduce us. There's no need to scream, to make noise, and sometimes visual advertising can be really about screaming and trying to get people's attention in this old-fashioned way. Music for me is the only way to get close to people in a nice and permanent way. Sound branding organizes sound for brands. That's what we can deliver, and this is not a future anymore. This is the present.
How do you feel about the Audio Branding Congress, and what do you think people will take away from it?
I'm part of it since the beginning. I was there supporting ABBA to get birth. It was very exciting to me. Since then, ABBA is making a very structured and intelligent job, supporting marketing, supporting what we do day by day. It's becoming definitely a worldwide reference. This year now we have the first prize, and I'm happy to be part of it and contribute to build up this content for our audience and make people understand better and better sound branding possibilities. It's one more step, a very good one. Clients, students, people interested in general will definitely have a great opportunity to get in touch with something new, a nice, deep, and powerful tool to make sound communication.
Can you talk about the importance of the Congress for marketing and branding experts?
Experts have the challenging task to build up a community with companies with equivalent methodologies. It's important that we speak one language, that every company know really well what they are doing. And when they don't know, they know where to catch more information. This can affect sound branding reputation all around the world.
What are your predictions for the future of audio branding?
We still have a way to make sound branding as a confirmed tool for brands to improve their results, to ensure that they will have much more than just the investments back. We still have a way to make people understand that sound can be an impressive healing tool, and I'm not talking about holistic, I'm talking about science. But since the beginning, it was just so obvious to me. We have already the market open to our subject. We have already great cases in the world, and for sure, we still have a lot of work to do, but I'm sure that we have a great sustainable business in our hands. That's my vision, and that's my desire. Thank you a lot, Abba.
And last but not least, we would like to thank our sponsor, Man Made Music.